Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Adriana.
And
And
this
is
Kanye
Kanye
Conversations.
Conversations.
Woo! So this week we're going to be talking about Kanye's influence. And he obviously has influenced a lot of mainstream artists, but we have the great privilege of speaking with an artist who makes his own music.
Yay.
And so I guess, welcome, Malcolm.
Yes, my name is Malcolm Candidate, a.k.a. Young Intelligence, a.k.a. Black Cloud. It is definitely a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, I mean, to be included on the Kanye Conversation. I just kind of just with some opening remarks, just Kanye, kind of with the thoughts that I have on Kanye, I do see him as probably the single most influential artist to probably step into the game only because of his versatility and willingness to be different. And I just also see that as an artist, you have to have a very, very strong mind of who you are to kind of carry that on. And although it may not have produced some of the most widely liked music in the industry, I do think it has provided some of the most widely needed music in the industry. Because myself as an artist has kind of benefited from a lot of the visions that he has kind of brought down as an artist. And so with that, I do, you know, fully appreciate all of the stuff that he's done for music just so he can pave the way for me to be able to create my own.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just talk all about that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, I definitely think that Kanye is super influential, and I love that you kind of see that. He opened up doors that you're currently walking through.
Right. And I mean, I think the thing with me is that a lot of people in the public eye, they'll get caught up on his, they'll get caught up on his public statements, they'll get caught up on his controversies, they'll get caught up on all of the rigmarole that comes with Kanye. And they'll kind of neglect the fact that he still made music that everyone could benefit from. In some way, shape, or form, there is some person out there that can benefit from Kanye's music everywhere. Granted, that can be said about a lot of artists, but I don't think it can be said as hefty as it can be said about Kanye, if that makes sense.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Kanye is, like, just even outside of rap music, I feel like he's insanely influential between just like the kind of the culture and dressing and rap of like backpacks and polos and stuff. And it was like, I think I sent you the video, but like someone was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and this guy has like this theory of Kanye's like literally every time he's like, this is very unpopular, like I'm going to make this popular. And so he made like polos and like wasp culture popular in rap to some degree. And then he made like dad shoes popular in rap, and like he just like takes all these different things and makes them. And even like 808s and heartbreaks, like singing, talking about emotions and stuff in rap, and like where would it be necessarily, or where would it be exactly now, like if Kanye hadn't like done these different things?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Kid Cudi recently. I feel like my appreciation for him has shot up so much in the past like 2 days. Even like listening to Man on the Moon, like hearing Kid Cudi like be so open about his emotions. Like Man on the Moon did come out after 808s under the direct guidance of Kanye. I was looking through the just producers for the album, and Kanye's featured on the album on Make Her Say, but also like he's on so many of like the productions, so I can just imagine Kanye like kind of taking like a mentor role to Cudi. And yeah, I'm excited just to talk about how he's like influenced not only Cudi but like tons of people. So
yeah, so let's say Malcolm, who do you think, like, who do you see in like some major artist now, like, who do you see, like, Kanye has influenced, do you think? Like, from your, how have you seen his influence in rap?
I think the nail on the head was hit with Kid Cudi. He probably would be the first one that I would kind of pick out of that list. Only because I think that Kid Cudi has not only taken the role of kind of taking some of the elements from Kanye, but I think he's also taken the philosophy of Kanye in the sense of he was very, very different when he came into the music game. I've not listened a lot to Kid Cudi, but what I know of him is that he's a very, very, very melodic artist. And I know that his melodies can also be mistaken just for, not even for rap music. And I think Kanye has kind of brought that dynamic in to where you are second-guessing yourself because, you know, you want to say that you want to typecast, you know, an artist into a certain genre, but then Kanye and Cudi especially won't let you do that because they're just so diverse in their music. Other artists, I think Travis Scott, who is one of my top five artists just on my list. The whole Rager mentality, being different and, you know, being dubbed as a trap artist with still having so many ties to lyrical things and still being able to deal with, you know, real life issues. Mm-hmm. I think Travis definitely has taken the, I'll call it the Kanye challenge in a much literal term of just being different and being innovative. I think Travis has taken that in a wonderful direction. And then one more, I'll go ahead and I'll say, I would definitely say Chance the Rapper.
Of course.
You know, that's right up under the tutelage of, you know, Kanye with his tremendous verse on Ultralight Beam. Putting him on the map. And, you know, you listen to something like Acid Rap, you listen to Coloring Book, you can just hear just, Chance is different, you know, and he's definitely an acquired taste, but as are most artists that kind of came up under the tutelage of Kanye, you have to have a certain ear to be able to listen to them. And I think that Kanye has definitely spread his wings over those and kind of kept them within that. Also, one more artist I'll mention too, I forgot, Pusha T. Pusha T definitely has kind of had some influence from Kanye, but I think he's also brought it back full circle because I think Pusha T has kind of just one-upped the all of the previous artists I mentioned before, just with the last album he put out,
Daytona.
Man, I don't understand how you can put together such a beautiful album in so little songs. Like, I think that was just such a beautiful composition from not a wasted bar, not a bad instrumental. It was just the perfect album.
Yeah.
And so that, I guess, like, you know, just for the reason I said, he kind of reached out and grabbed a lot of different people. And, you know, just from all the artists I mentioned, you see that all of them have different unique sounds. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of think that that was the influence that Kanye wanted to have on the world, is just that if you're going to make music or if you're going to do anything, do not be afraid to look at the public when you put it out and to, you know, disagree with them. Because in that moment, you may be creating a trend that people can pick up on later, and then you would be the direct cause for that trend even being, you know, in place. And I think Kanye does not get enough credit for the spearheaded mindset that he had. And so just, you know, like I said, those four artists too, they just kind of, they jumped out at me when you say influence and Kanye in the same sentence.
Definitely. So you said Travis Scott.
Yes.
You said Chance the Rapper.
Yes.
You said Kid Cudi?
Yes.
And Pusha T?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, completely agree with you on all of those. Do we want to pick one and then talk a little bit more about it?
Okay, sure.
Cool. You played a little bit of Family Business for like a split second before. Oh my goodness. I feel like that song like birthed the vibe that Chance the Rapper has. Just like the, with the gospel choir and just the sweetness of it. I feel like the reason why I like Coloring Book so much, I think, is because it reminded me a lot of Family Business. And I know that you've said the Kanye and Chance the Rapper theory, John. I don't know if you've said it on the podcast. Do you want to?
About All We Got and stuff?
Yeah.
So I've watched like a lot of videos about, or just interviews of Chance. Mm-hmm. And he often talks about like how he's worked on so much of Kanye's stuff, like Life of Pablo, and Ye, and how he, like, flew out to, was it Montana? That kind of, Wyoming, that he did his stuff. Yeah. And, like, he wrote so many lyrics and wrote so many verses, and he's always just like, Kanye, like, why don't you put me on this album? Like, he's always like, I had dope stuff, but Kanye's always like, nah, like, I'll save you for later.
Yeah.
But then, so, like, he let him on Ultralight Beam, and, like, it was an incredible verse that I think is, like, a highlight of the album for sure.
Absolutely.
And then, like, Chance obviously can't talk trash about Kanye in public during interviews because, like, not only because I think he likes and respects him, but because he doesn't want to, like, have beef with one of the people who really, like, helped him get where he's at today.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then when he was in power and he was making Coloring Book, he was like, okay, Kanye, like, fly out, you know, like, I'll get your music on my album.
Yeah.
But he ended up just putting him on All We Got, which is the opener, and, like, very, not very substantial of a contribution to the album.
Nah.
Doesn't add a lot. It's like, he kind of mumbles and hums, you know, like Kanye did for a period. But, like, I feel like that was Chance kind of saying, like, okay, Kanye, like, you won't put me on an album much. Like, I'll give you a little bit of my album, but, like, you're not going to play a big role.
Yeah.
But...
Did Kanye give birth to the Mumble Rap Generation?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
A different topic.
A different one. Yeah, too much. I love that song. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, super, super cool just to see him play the mentor role to Chance. And I think that might be super true, just, like, being in the studio. Cool. So, yeah, we've spoken a little bit just on Kanye's influence on other artists. But, yeah, we have Malcolm right here. I'd love to hear how Kanye's influenced and inspired you.
Well, just from a music standpoint, you know, a lot of what any artist kind of circles around is just the need for recognition. And not necessarily a need, but it's just a desire. You know, you want people to benefit from your music the same way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because obviously I think there's a purpose to all written songs, all written music. There's some purpose in mind. And so I think for people to be able to share that purpose is, you know, that's the ultimate, I think, success for any artist. For me, Kanye has kind of given me the mindset of, regardless of what the public eye is going to say, you still have to make the music that you are most proud of, which is in turn going to lead to the best public response, because people respond most to the things that are true.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of has motivated me as an artist to kind of be true in my music. One of the things that I did as I progressed through my music is I kind of took a very, very abstract approach to just how I wrote my songs. And, you know, when I was first starting out to put out my first album, it was called One Verse. And a lot of the things that I talked about on One Verse were very politically driven. They were very much things that were in the eyes of just people that, you know, big issues, because I thought the more you talked about what people wanted to hear you talk about, the more people were going to listen to it, which, not the case, but, which in that album, I even did rap over Jesus Walks by Kanye West, which was one of my favorite beats to rap over, but, kind of as I progressed through my music, as I dropped, you know, four projects later, I think I went on a much different route, and I kind of brought my music more personal. And so I started talking about a lot of the things that kind of led to my own depression. I talked about a lot of the relationship issues that I had, and, you know, in turn, that realism, that just in your face type of thing, yielded better results in just people listening to my music, and it was much more received in that sense. And so I think Kanye has definitely kind of given me the mindset of, as true as you can be in your music, be it. Because regardless of what the public opinion is going to say, no one can rewrite your truth better than you, because you've lived them. And so I kind of taken that philosophy and kind of tried to keep that within the scope or spectrum of just what I can do musically. So I've just kind of strove to keep that, you know, in the forefront of my mind when it comes to just music in terms of everything that I do.
Yeah, like honesty first and foremost.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that you rapped over Jesus Walks in particular, because that's the song I was thinking of, like, when he says, here go my single now, radio needs this to rap about anything except for Jesus means gun, sex, lies, videotape, talk about God record won't get played. But then he says, well, if it'll take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ins, hope it takes away from my sins, bring the day that I'm dreaming about. So just that mentality that, like, if it takes away from my ins, my income, like, let it be. I'm just gonna rap about, like, what means the most to me. So
absolutely.
I think that's awesome that you were able to incorporate that on your project.
Right. I kind of just with this, it wasn't the most recent single, but it was the one right before that. It was Materialize. I think that was a song that I wrote that, you know, was talking about relationship issues and in terms of, regardless of the memories I've had, or regardless of the, I guess, the good times that I've had and just the way that I've been able to interact with different girls in my past, you know, knowing that that love that I've had with them won't ever materialize again, or at least that I won't want them to, or even if, you know, there's no chance of it happening, I still kind of kept that realism and sense of, I definitely wanted to keep that at the forefront of your mind, is that no matter how, you know, in love you are with somebody, that there's still love to be had. And so regardless of, you know, me saying my personal love won't materialize in that sense, that's not to, you know, take away from anyone else, but at the same time, I know that you will go through a lot of different quote-unquote love stories in your life. And so I think having that, whether it be with a person, whether it be with an object, whether it be with a profession, those love stories will happen. And, you know what I'm saying, not all of them will have fairy tale endings. And so I think that realism is definitely something that drew people to that song in particular, but also kind of just kind of drew to the whole overarching aspect of the realism itself. And it kind of kept in perspective the idea that you have to try many, many times in order to get where you were trying to go. And so that whole aspect kind of, that's a whole other topic that you can get into, but it's definitely just something that I wanted to, I guess, highlight within this, since we are talking about Kanye.
Definitely.
So it's a lot, it's more the mindset then, again, like, of the music rather than, like, sonically how it comes across. Obviously, besides, like, Jesus Walks, is obviously gonna sound like a Kanye song.
Yeah. right. No, and I think that's, well, I can even say a lot of what he does musically influences me, too, because I know a lot of what vintage Kanye did is he liked to take soul samples, and he liked to take a lot of those really, really deep and rich soulful sounds and put them in his music. You know, the horns and Touch the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those, I was in love with horns for the longest time. I used to do a radio show in my high school, and, like, whenever I played that song, I always felt like I was sky high with him. it was something that was, you know, invigorating for me. And so I kind of love that aspect, because soul, R&B, jazz, blues, all of that has influenced me and my music, and that is where a lot of my sounds come from. I love to hear that just sound of that old school rasp, because I feel like that is when the most truth can be told. Everything is in your face, everything can't be sugar-coated, everything is as plain as it sounds, but it also is beautiful in the way that it sounds. Like, no matter how, you know, old people may say this is, you know, because I'll tell you, the first song that popped into my mind thinking about Kanye and having that soul sound, when you can bring a Ray Charles sounding song such as, you know, Jamie Foxx, even though he was playing the voice of Ray Charles in that, and kind of bring that into a song talking about girls being gold diggers or guys being gold diggers, that is, dude,
that's a gift.
That is a gift. You connected so many dots with that. It's just like, bro, come on now. And it's just like, if you listen to the past of Ray Charles or have seen the movie Ray with Jamie Foxx, you see that there was a lot of that going on. And so it was just, that was just something that was just beautiful to see. And I'm glad that he was able to kind of, you know, make that song. But it's still, you know, one of the most widely known Kanye songs to be out there.
That's so good. And so you were mentioning in your own, like, poetry and stuff, how has Kanye influenced you as an artist?
I think that something that Kanye, like, put into the culture was just the emotional vulnerability, in music and in, just art in general can be guarded, I feel, or, like, you want to present, like, best dressed version of yourself. And so for me, I didn't grow up reading, like, highfalutin stuff that I read as an English major. I grew up listening to Kanye. And so when 808s dropped, just, like, I think it set into motion this idea that you can be completely honest about your pain, your love, just like the unapologetic side of joy that is found on some of the Kanye songs. And so for me as an adult, I think, like, when I do write poems, I was sharing a few of them with you. It's just like, I wrote that. And it's I don't have to, like, I don't know, present myself in this way that, like, fits into an image. Rather, no, these are, like, this is how the emotions sounded, this is how the emotions looked, this is how they felt, and they're not necessarily, like, me, they're just how I was feeling. And I think that those are two separate things. And so, but not being unafraid to show that side of me and, like, Yeah, I wouldn't say I wouldn't, like, judge Kanye as, like, what he presented on 808s. And as an artist, like, I'm not going to be judged based on, like, the content of my poems in the sense that, like, that's not all of me. So, yeah, I think that's how he's kind of influenced me, at least in terms of what he's put into the world.
Yeah, I feel like one big thing, not necessarily specifically artistically or whatever, but how he's always just, like, a fan. If you're a Kanye West fan, you're a fan of yourself, and, like, just to, like, believe in yourself and to, like, do what you want to do, and just to have, like, confidence in just doing something, like, doing what you want to do, but doing it, like, the absolute best you can, you know, like, making 5 beats a day for three summers. Like, literally over break, I was doing, like, some, like, extracurricular, like, work and writing essays and stuff, and I was just, like, I was grinding. I was, like, I'm making 5 beats a day for 3 summers, you know, like, I'm working really hard at this, wanting to be good and everything, but, so, yeah, that definitely influenced me.
The Kanye confidence, it's radical, the belief that, like, no, I'm not gonna be put down by, like, I don't care what you say, my mom raised me to believe in myself. Yeah, I watched this video recently, I think Kanye Unlimited posted it, and just, like, Kanye, like, motivational speech and stuff, so, yeah, I think that's a big thing, too, like, walk into a room knowing that I'm capable, competent, and I have to have this mentality that I'm not... You're gonna touch the sky, baby girl. I love that line. That's one of my favorite lines ever. Last question before Malcolm blesses us with his talent. Yeah. Do you think Kanye West is the most influential artist of all time?
I would say in terms of his outreaching abilities and just his willingness to be different and his willingness to that he's done so many different things, I would say yes, because... I cannot think of one single artist who has dropped more than 5 projects where each project sounds different, and each project has brought about a different view or a different mind of a rapper or of an artist. For that reason, I'm putting Kanye atop my list of most influential in terms of just the rap game, period. And I think that, you know, whether you like him or not, your favorite artist probably came from something under Kanye. Regardless if you can see it, you know, immediate or whether it's transpired through another artist, Kanye has definitely been in the game, you know, a lot in terms of just his depth, in terms of, you know, his outreach. And I think that deserves some recognition. I think that deserves to be said. And I think... You know, because he's not my favorite artist, but at the same time, I do have to respect the fact that a lot of what I'm doing is made possible by Kanye West. And I think that every artist that is current in the game right now can pay some homage to something that Kanye has done in the past, whether it be auto-tune in 808s, whether it be feelings in 808s, whether it be just being able to flex and be conceited like Yeezus. Regardless of what it is, you have... some portion of Kanye in a lot of the newer music, you know, including mine. And so for that reason, I would call Kanye the most influential artist in the rap game.
Damn, that's pretty... Yeah, I think I would... Artist of all time? I don't think so. That's kind of huge.
Yeah, I was going more towards the rap side.
I was like, I thought you would be the last one to say that.
I would just say, just in terms of the rap game, period, just looking at what he's done. I might have just misspoke on that, but I did mean in the rap game.
You said in the rap game. I can think of a couple, you know, I think, as far as rap goes, though, like, considering, or rap and, like, culturally, like, I think considering who, because I see him as, like, 3 different phases in his career. Like, there was him producing, there's him rapping, and then there's him... doing stuff beyond rap, like his fashion with Yeezy season stuff, whatever.
Yeah, Yeezy.
And like they kind of blend into each other because he still raps, still does Yeezy season. But like I think taking all those into account and also seeing how he's influenced so many other rappers and everything, I think he is the most influential. Yeah. And like, so I was talking with my cousin Cole, like probably like 2 years ago, and I was like, Cole, like Kanye, because Cole, he really likes Kanye, but he's like, no, like Eminem or I mean, I think Dr. Dre, you definitely have to, like, respect him, what he did with Eminem and 50 Cent. Is like, those three, incredible that Dr. Dre was, like, in the center of that. But I think Kanye, in, like, the totality of his career has been more influential overall. And so, like, I was looking online for, like, lists because, you know, like, you can't go wrong with a list. And it's, so I got to Complex Magazine, which is, like, one of the authorities on, like, current rap and hip-hop and stuff. And so it was, like, top 20 most influential rappers in the game right now. And so I kept scrolling, you know, like, 2019, 17, I didn't see him. I was like, oh, no, it got down to, like, number 4, Jay-Z, number 3, Lil Wayne, number 2, Gucci Mane, which you can disagree with, but I think their reasoning is, like, in the Atlanta area specifically, he, like, helped put it on the map, whatever. But then I get to, I was not really scared of number 2. I was like, if Kanye's not even on top 20, I'm going to get roasted. Aww. No, I'm not going to get roasted. I'm going to delete the tab, find a new page that I can find Kanye at number 1. But it worked out because even on Complex, like, number 1, Kanye West. And I think I completely agree, like, talks about his production, talks about who he's just been in culture, and it talks about, like, who he was as an artist, all the things he's been featured on that has won Grammys, all the things he's produced, he's won Grammys. He just produced Nas's album, Daytona, like you're saying, like a perfect album, Tiana Taylor's album, his own album, Kids See Ghosts, like he's an incredibly prolific artist. And I think his impact is greater than any other, like, rap artist impact.
I forget all
right
of
now.
Them albums that you just listed were put out in a span of 1 month.
Like 1 month.
I remember sitting at home, like looking at my calendar. I'm like, wait a minute, Sam is putting out a new album every week.
Every week.
That was a magnificent summer.
Yeah, it was great.
Loved what you said. Yeah, super prolific. Such variety. I was at the gym yesterday and I put on like my running playlist or whatever and like I had an old one. It's like a Kanye's on a dubstep song. It's called NASA. I'll have to send it to you both. I was like, when did I buy this song? This probably was like so long ago. It's like not even Kanye's like a featured artist. I was so unexpected because like the line he says, y'all already know who this is. And I was like, that sounds like Kanye. And then, like, it's the whole Kanye verse. And I was just like,
what the?
When did I listen to this? This was so long ago. So just, like, unexpected and funny. And, like, yeah, super fun. He's my favorite artist of all. Favorite rap artist of all time. Favorite musician of all time.
There we go.
I don't even know who my favorite, like, of all time is. It might be Kanye. I'm not going to deceive myself and pretend it's, like, Herman Melville or something. Just to sound some kind of way. When in reality, it's Kanye. I'll have to send you both the Kanye on the dubstep song.
All right, so then, did Malcolm have something for
you? Yes.
Not all heroes wear capes. I think that was the one where I was kind of talking about my depression. Well, not even my depression, but it was just talking about it from a sense of, let me see where it was. It was talking about just the idea of depression itself and how that's kind of been swept under the rug with so many people having it recently or so many people being diagnosed, and to where I kind of felt like that was the wrong kind of thing, because even though there were a lot of false cases of people who were just very, very sad who decided they wanted to have depression all of a sudden, I do think that there was a value to people saying this who needed to, you know, who need to be heard. And so I think with not all heroes wear capes, This one was probably my favorite song that I've ever written, only because I would be able to be so personal.
Yeah.
And I think that the effect that this song is going to have when it comes out and people are just able to hear this in their car every day, you know, will be, it will have that type of impact. And so I'll go ahead and I'll do it for you guys right now.
Wow. Ooh,
what
honored.
A
so
blessing.
Wow. Awesome. Live
Let's
for the
see.
First time.
Live for the first time.
I'm so excited.
All right, here we go.
Bare cloudless skies, warm temperatures, and light variable winds throughout the afternoon. In short, a beautiful day for the festivities, Columbia. And now, back to the music.
Yeah. Look, I'm a product of my old faith. A freshened look on my old face.
I make amends with my old ways, trying to keep it pure and right. I brush my life with Colgate. The whole fate of my people rests on my shoulders. Told haters to kick rocks and they playing soccer with boulders. I try to rock it from this land of broken pocket. Yeah, they reaching for my pockets like I'm filthy rich like Hova. I'm a supernova explosion. Look around for my friends, they wetted from the erosion. It's just me, gotta keep my composure. Harder to recollect how to succeed when you're older. Cause everything is simple. See, as a kid, I took for granted everything I went through. And then I look into the mirror at the picture, trying to see it clearer. But I miss out on my future for staring into my rear view. Look, I know my issues. The problem ain't acknowledgement. It's now just simply a test. If you're willing to face the obvious. You know what your problem is? You ain't never been on the other side of this monument. This monumental struggle we all had to deal with. Made a way to make a way, suffering with this realness. Look, slit wrists make for plot twists. Too many lives are lost behind the veil of nonsense. We stand together like a mosh pit, not allowing this movement to be silenced, not this. It's taking too long to receive some recognition. And now you fakers among us trying to distort our vision. I'm on the warpath, no longer letting thoughts pass. I'm trying to use this notepad to get those around me to listen. But not all who hear the message will understand. Naysayers be popping off more than rubber bands. We fail to stop them, their ego bugging like Robin. The thing that they have in common is a lack of thought to see the plan. But ever dive towards the man going head first. We not a number nor defined by our net worth. I extend my hand if you find yourself hurt, but in order to give help, you gotta help yourself first. There it is.
Oh my, Malcolm! Malcolm!
Man, dude! Nah, man, that was, like I said, it was, I wrote this song in one night. I think I did not sleep the night that I wrote this. And I practiced it over and over and over again, basically until I got it down, because I was like, regardless of what, you know, a normal flow would sound like, regardless of what normal people would consider music, this is a song that I wanted to be specifically different from anything else that I've put out, but I wanted it to reach to an audience that I was very, very familiar with. So anybody who hears this that has struggled with any type of depression, any type of mental illness, any type of thing that you have felt that you could not deal with on a personal level with yourself, know that in order to reach that place where you can find peace, you got to know that you are not okay, and you have to admit that and let someone know that. Because regardless of what you think that you can handle on your own, there's always going to be a time where you're going to need help. And regardless of where that help comes from, you need to seek it. Because once you finally reach that point of peace where you can be, you know, at home with yourself, there can eventually be a time where you will, where you might be able to help someone else who's going through the exact same thing. And so I just wanted that to be in mind and be kept in mind throughout all of just your life, not just, you know, through depression, not just through hard times, but through anything. You have to be the initiating factor in that, and you have to recognize what the problem is, and then you have to just move that forward. And I think with that, that would just, that kind of just gives you the, I guess, the thought process behind this particular song. And it's, you don't have to do a big thing. You don't have to go out and do something extravagant. You don't have to go out and make, you know, a lot of noise with it. You know what I'm saying? It's called Not All Heroes Wear Capes for a reason. Not everybody gets to know that you're Superman. Sometimes you can make an impact as Clark Kent. And that, I think, is just the biggest message from this song, is recognizing that it does not take a superhero or a big name to make a difference. Anybody can do it. Anybody can start it any time. It just all depends on you.
That was incredible. Yeah, incredible lyrics in the song. Like, meaning behind the song. The performance. Oh, my goodness. You were... That was, like... Yeah. Your voice was powerful. That was incredible.
Bro, but give me my tiny disc, bro. I want it.
But if anyone listening wants to, like, listen to more of your music, which I don't know if it's an if, but it's kind of like, the people listening, they want to hear more of your music, but, like, how can they find you?
So, yeah, if you go on SoundCloud right now,
it would be under Young Intelligence, which is Y-U-N-G I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G 3, the number 3, N-C-E. But I will be just announcing soon that within the next couple of weeks, probably with my next drop, the alias that I'm under will change to Black Cloud. Inspiration behind that is just, I go by a very, very just simple motto. You know, in order for, you know, you look at people, I look at them like plants. In order for a plant to grow, it not only needs sunshine, but it also needs rain. We need those dark times, we need those cloudy days, and we need those rough times in order to grow and prosper as a human in society. And so being a black cloud is not necessarily looked at as a good thing all the time, but what black clouds bring is they bring a lot of rain and they bring a lot of tough times, but those tough times are not to be looked at as tough times, because within every black cloud comes a silver lining. And so I kind of feel like with that, that kind of is a more appropriating name for myself, and so that is the alias that I will be taking up from now until another meaning hits me and I do another name change.
Very good. Wow.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Malcolm. It was really a pleasure having you.
Yeah,
I appreciate this. I'm definitely hoping to make another appearance soon.
No, all right.
Love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Wow. Well,
That's been
a great episode.
That's all we got.
And so this has been Kanye Conversations.